This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Look after each other. Watch, help people, so that none of you will miss out on the special favor of God. Say, I want all the special favor of God, don't you? I mean, I want the favor of God. I want the special. I want when I pray for you. I mean, I think about all the people. I didn't have time to tell you about the mighty miracles and the healings and everything we saw God do up there and the lives He put back together. Wow. I think about one couple. He had an incurable disease that came up on him a year ago. And after Sunday night, they met with their pastor, and pastor wanted to see if we would meet with them, Ty and I, the next afternoon. So we told him, sure. That's what we're up here for, you know, to be about God's work. He walked in. I said, how old are you? He said, 53. Had a lovely wife. The Lord had given him a farm. He loved to farm, and so he had a farm, and he works on it. And, of course, the pastor said, now, this couple, up until the sickness came upon him in the last few weeks where he's really got the diagnosis, he said he comes to church once every 3 Sundays or once every 5 Sundays, but, you know, not very regular. That means he's not a tither. That'll put him under a curse. You know, he's not putting God first. That'll put him under a curse. And here he is at 53 with a terminal disease. Now, he thinks he's blessed, because he's got this farm that he always wanted, and now he's got it, but he stays at home on Sunday when he's home working on the farm instead of coming to church and putting God first. And now he's got a terminal disease. So when they came in and sat down with me and Ty Monday afternoon, he said, I already know what my problem is. He said, you've already hit it. He said, I have missed the first of the 10 commandments. That's start out. Number one, I missed it. Number two, I missed it. Number three, I missed it. Right on down the line. He said, I missed it on all of them. He said, I'm also in the oil business. He said, when I get out there on Monday morning, I can come to church on Sunday when I do come, and I can be as holy as anybody. But he said, Monday morning, when I walk out there, when the guys break into cussing, he said, I can cuss with the best of them. I can take the Lord's name in vain with the best of them. He said, I didn't realize what this book says. He said, you have opened a door to me. And he said, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to ask God to forgive me. I'm going to repent, and I'm going to tell you from this day forth, I'm going to walk holy and obedient to the Word of God. But see, when he realized he has a terminal disease at 53, and he may have another year to live, he said, I have not loved my wife. I've taken her for granted all these years. He said, I've not loved her. He said, I really love her, but he said, I haven't shown it to her. I said, she's my wife. I just take her for granted. How many men do that? Nearly all of us. You know, he said, days and weeks go by, and I don't ever tell her I love her. Don't never hold her close. You know, hey, that's why men have trouble with their wives. You know, just like I told that story in church the other night. I said there was a woman and a man started having these bad troubles. They just couldn't get along. She was depressed. And finally, he took her to counseling. And the counselor asked him, you know, different things. And she said, well, my main problem is my husband don't love me. He said, I love you. She said, well, you don't ever tell me. He said, well, we've been married 30 years. I told you when we got married, I loved you. He said, my goodness, what else do you expect? She said, that's not enough. The counselor said, I'll agree with her. That's not enough. He said, well, I don't even know what she means. He said, let me give you a demonstration. The counselor picked that woman up, stood her up, and he looked her in the eye and said, you know, you're the most beautiful woman. I love you passionately. And reached over and planted a big kiss on her. And he said, she needs this at least twice a week. The guy said, okay, I'll bring her in on Monday and Thursday. That's not what the counselor meant. He didn't get it. Did he, Ernest? He didn't get it. That woman wants him to do that to her every morning or every day, right? That's what that woman wants. She wants him to walk in love. But see, we don't understand what love means. But the Lord tells us here, watch out. Watch out that no bitter root of unbelief rises up among you. Because it's not just going to hurt one of us. Whenever it springs up, many are corrupted by its poison. Many. Make sure that no, verse 16, make sure that no one is immoral or godless among you. Is it important that we do it God's way? I think it's of the utmost. Who would ever dream that this spirit of bitterness in you could control everybody around you? I mean, that's difficult to comprehend, isn't it? So if I get mad and let a root of bitterness come up within me at the ministry center, I can have an impact on everybody in that building, and it will all be negative in every one of them's life. It will not be positive. You agree with that? You know what I mean, don't you? Now, if I go through that ministry center, loving, in fact, I told some of them up in Chanute, I said, you know, I mean, although Cheryl and I have only been married 2 years, I guess I've cooled off just a little bit. But, you know, I said, I'm going to go back the way I was. I mean, me and her, we walk down to the room, offices, I'm busy, she's busy, she's doing things, I'm doing things. I go through the hallway and she comes by, or once in a while, she'll come in my office, she'll be so busy like last night, she's trying to get stuff done, we've been gone for a week, man, we got piles of mail and everything else, she's busy and I'm busy and we're working, she's working. She come in and said, you see this report? I said, no, she read it to me, she started walking, I said, hey woman, what are you doing? She stopped, she said, what's wrong? I said, get around here. I said, sit down here in my lap just a minute. Wow. She sat down in my lap. I said, I got to love this woman. I got to hold you. I got to tell you how pretty you are. I've been with her all week, but I ain't seen her now in 30 minutes. She's been out there. So I said, come here, woman. Sit down here in my lap. So she comes, sat down in my lap, and I kissed her a couple of times. And then she said, I got things to do. I said, okay, you can go now. I'm telling you, it's wonderful when you got a secretary that you can legally have her sit in your lap. You know it? Glory to God. But see, if it's your mate, you need to be loving them like that, right? When you pass in the hallway. A lot of times, Cheryl and I'll be, she'll be going 90 miles an hour, and I'm going the other way. And I'll run by, and I'll grab her right in the arm, swing her around, and then stop, plant one on her, and bam, then I'm gone. Say, love you, honey. We're gone. Do your girls like that? Amen. There's another that likes it. Ernest, you ain't doing that enough. You need to do that some more. 50 years. Hey, 50 years you've been doing that, right? Amen. Man, I'll tell you, praise God, when you got a couple loving each other, for 50 years, it should be just like that the whole time, shouldn't it? Yeah. Now, when we walk in love and don't have this root of bitterness. Now, that root of bitterness, you know the root of bitterness comes up in one of you, it can ruin your mate. I mean, it said that scripture said it would defile many. So if you get around somebody that's got bitterness, you better have your shield of faith up. You better be walking totally holy before God, because if you're not, I'm telling you that root of bitterness is so powerful in people, according to the Word of God, it can defile you. And you may be walking in total obedience to God's Word, but it literally said that many will be defiled because of the root of bitterness. Didn't it? Not just you. See, I have said many times, and the more I teach the Word of God and the more I'm involved with the spiritual things, the more I understand the principles of God. And I've said many times, if we could see the spirit world that's around us, that's controlling us, it would change us forever. If we could see both the good spirits and the evil ones that's around us and how they work, it would change your life forever. But don't go to that root of bitterness. It's deadly, isn't it? Very deadly. Wow. We're going to pray for Brietta. Can you bring that little girl up here? she's got a bad report from the doctor that they think something is wrong with her head, where they put something on her. And we're going to pray and believe God is going to do a great and mighty work on this little girl's head. Many of you have been involved in the prayers, and we've seen this little girl, which was born months premature, and the doctor didn't think she was going to live for all this time and everything. And we've seen God do an awesome work on this little lady. But we ain't out of danger yet. But we're going to pray, and I want every one of y'all, if you got a sin in your life, I want you to repent, and I want you to stand up. And I want you to stand, and I want every one of us. The Lord said in His Word, if two or three of us agree about anything we ask Him for, He will do it. So I want you to be in agreement with us. I know that Lori and me is going to be in agreement as we pray. And I know her husband James and all the other children, I know we're all going to be in agreement. But Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask You to be so merciful. Yes, James. We ask You to be so merciful to completely restore this little head. And not only this little head, but everything else in this precious little baby's body, from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Well, Lord, we ask You to forgive us our sins. We know it's a done deal. You said, ask and You will forgive. So, Lord, and we don't want no roots of bitterness around this place. None. We repent from everything. And we take authority over everything that's sin. And Lord, we're going to walk in a love walk with You. And You told us if two or three of us could agree about anything, You would do it. So Lord, we come to You as a church, the body of believers, all of us there in one accord. We ask You to be merciful to Brietta and be merciful to her little body and do a mighty work of healing and restoration. And whenever the doctors check this little head tomorrow, there ain't going to be nothing wrong with it. It's going to be perfect. It ain't going to need no surgeries. That little head's going to grow it exactly like You designed it to grow. It's going to be a beautiful little head. It's going to be full of knowledge and wisdom and understanding. She's going to be supernatural, Lord. And we're not going to take anything else, because You told us to agree on anything and You would do it. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, this little gal is completely, totally healed right now. Now, You said in Mark 11:23, whatever we say with our mouth, if we believe with our heart, we can have it. So, Lord, we say her little head is perfect. It's shape perfect. There's not anything wrong with it. And her little body is perfect. And she can breathe perfect. Her lungs are perfect. And everything in her little body is perfect in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to thank You and praise You for Your promises, which are always yes and amen. So we know they can't fail. We know that it's done right now because we've done it in faith, because we're Your children. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the King. Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Yeah.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.